Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome everyone. It is 8:32 and it's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and that means Sherry Wilt is here to give us a little bit of cheer. We got a little holiday cheer to talk about today,
don't we?
Yeah. We got, a little Christmas in the Ville.
We do. Christmas in the Ville is right around the corner. I can't believe it is almost December. Actually, it's almost November, but that means December is right around the corner. October flew by, but we've been busy with plans and getting things going for Christmas in the Ville, which will start on December the 4th. That's our opening night, which is a Friday night, and we got a lot of fun things planned that night, a lot of special things planned. And then it will be open through January the 3rd, so I can go into as much detail as you want.
Let's roll. I know we got that crawl thing coming up with the merchants. That's always a good thing.
We do. So opening night, we have a downtown merchant crawl. It'll start, we have food trucks. They'll open about 5:30. So we have local, they're all locally owned businesses here in town, food trucks. And then we have our giant park and tree lighting ceremony at 6 o'clock. Take just a few minutes and then all the lights will come on. And this year our tree grew another, I think it's 7 feet.
Yes.
So over the summer it grew.
tall.
It's not a real tree, but it did grow. So the tree this year, I think it's 26 or 28 feet. And so it'll be even bigger. Of course, it's on top of that platform, so that makes it even taller. But we'll do the lighting ceremony right in front of there, right in front of the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. Which is the old train depot. It's on Keeler, mm-hmm. So right downtown. And so then at 6, everything kicks off. The merchant crawl, there will be lots of extra activities. We have Frozen characters, Elsa and Anna will be here. We have, obviously, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. Mm-hmm. Pictures are on parents. They can take as many as you want. We have a photo booth. It's free. We have kids games and movies in the park. The carriage rides will be there. And on opening night, we do have a special carriage. We have the Surrey, but we also have a princess carriage, which we had last year, which was very popular. It's kind of that big round globe kind of like carriage. I take that back. It's not that. I always think of that when he calls it a princess carriage. It's more like the New York City
Hansom cab.
Yeah. And so that's kind of special. And what else? Oh, we've got the tot train coming back, which was really fun. And this year we're going to have that just a tad bit more organized. It's a live train that'll run down 2nd Street because we have the whole area closed off, the two streets from John Stone coming around the corner in front of the chamber up to Frank Phillips. Uh-huh. So the train will run up 2nd Street for the kiddos, for the little ones. So that was a lot of fun. Just what else do we have? Oh, Presents with Perspective will be there again, which was fun. It was like a little Santa shopping experience for kids. They could go in and it's a free. They pick out presents for their mom and dad or a sister or brother, whatever. And that was all free. And they come out with a wrapped present. And so that's fun. In fact, speaking of Perspective Advisors, I want to give a huge shout out to them. They stepped up this year and are our major festival sponsor this year. So Perspective Advisor and that crew have been really good, been very supportive all along, and now are the major festival supporter, as is ABB. They are our light sponsors, so appreciate that. So, and Matt Spence with State Farm is our opening night sponsor for opening night, specifically for December the 4th. So lots and lots going on that weekend. A lot of those activities will bleed over into Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. And then we will be open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through December 20th. So basically the first three weekends we're open, those first three weekends. Uh-huh. We have the second two Friday nights. We have a special, this came as a suggestion from a person, and they wanted special time for smaller kids, because sometimes like on Friday night it just gets you got your older kids and just and so from 3 o'clock, I think it's 3 o'clock, 3:30 to 6 when we open, but that time is reserved specifically for families with kids 10 and under.
Itty bitties.
Yeah, and not even itty bitties. I mean, 10 is 10, 11 is, your little one. So that way there's plenty of room on the rink and they have space and it's just time for them. And that's been real popular. So that will help in the two weekends, like the 11th and the whatever, right mm-hmm. before Christmas. And that's sponsored by Chick-fil-A. In fact, they give us cards for like free kids' meals. I don't know if sure what they're doing this year, but in the past they've given cards for each kid that skated. So, I mean, it's a great
way
fit.
To top off the
yeah,
day for,
exactly.
for a kid.
So go skate and then go
then
eat.
Then go have a blessed day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, so, and then after on December the 20th, which is when school is supposed to be getting out, hopefully they'll make it till that long, we will be open every day from 1 to 9, mm-hmm. with the exception of Christmas Day, we will be closed. And then Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we're open just 1 to 5. But other than that, we're open. We're open New Year's Day, 1 to 9. Every day we'll be open 1 to 9, weather permitting. Hopefully we won't have a lot mm-hmm. of this stuff we just had the last few days.
We can let that go till January.
Oh, February, please. Just, yeah, yeah, don't. Rain just ruins everything.
It
so
does.
It just ruins everything. Cold. It's funny. I always tell people that it's an ice rink. And especially if it's the first really cold snap, you know, mm-hmm. if we go back to being warm for a while, it's like people just fall apart and they don't want to get out. But if it stays cold, then they're good. But so it's an ice rink, but yeah, they like it when it's like, you know, 65 degrees. So the ice does not like that, nor do we, because we're sweating the whole time and, you know, trying to keep the ice going. But anyhow, it's we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really good, you know, and the reason we did it is we want to bring people downtown. We want to bring people and showcase our community. We have a lot of people that come kind of from surrounding areas that may not be really that familiar with Bartlesville. Once you get them here, more than likely they're going to stop. They're going to eat while they're here. Hopefully they're going to shop maybe while they're here. So we're trying to think of ways to bring more outside money here. And the great thing is, and I don't know this for sure, but we still cannot find anything on and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm wondering if Tulsa is doing their big ice rink. And if not, then we're hoping we can really pull from the
Tulsa-Owosso region.
Yeah, bring it up. So because ours is so much different, and it's just got a whole different feel to it. Now, granted, it's not near as big as theirs, but ours is more, there's just a lot more to do while you're here. It's not just an ice rink, and that's it. There's a lot of activities, and everything is free except, obviously, for ice skating. Mm-hmm. But everything else is free. So
just remember, we got great restaurants, and if you just want that quick little gelato, we got that nice little chocolate.
Oh, we do. We've got...
That'll make your hair stand up. Well, that's good stuff.
Good stuff. Lots of things just right down the street, around the corner. So a lot of, you know, I think hopefully it'll be good for them. And we always do get good feedback from our mm-hmm. restaurants and our merchants that are right, especially right around there. Mm-hmm. It's great for that, so...
A good friend of ours, Maria Gus, always says, it starts with a visit.
Yes, it does. It does. And then they like Bartlesville, and it you're exactly right. So you don't ever know what that'll turn into. So.
Yes, yeah. We've had folks just kind of, oh, well, let's try this out. Next thing you know, they're bringing their family, and they're bringing their business here.
Yep.
And that has happened more times than I think we mentioned, but it does happen.
Yeah, in fact, we have a company moving to town from Chicago area. Imagine that. I'd be leaving too, but it came from somebody who lives here, uh-huh. had a connection with them. Long story short, it's so much better to do business here, and they will be moving here. In fact, they are supplying all of our hand sanitizer and hand sanitizer stations all over the festival. So we'll have them, you know, at the when you check in, when you, you know, by the rink, at the concession stand, just all different places, by the giant ornaments. So it's really cool to see these hand sanitizer bottles, and they do so much more, but and it's got Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Made right here in the USA, in Bartlesville, USA.
So anyhow, that's pretty exciting. So you're exactly right. It's if you can just get somebody here, particularly a business, uh-huh. especially from certain parts of the country.
There are a lot of people really wanting to escape Chicago. Yeah, they can come here.
Yes. you know, and hopefully that word will spread with people that they know. Because, yeah. I mean, obviously this company, these people have lots of contacts. They know mm-hmm. lots of different folks, and word will spread, and you know that's how it happens. So
very good. So yeah, I think I met those fellas. I think they dropped off a little
one. Did they have hand sanitizers?
Yeah,
yep.
Did.
Okay.
And they pointed it out. Look what it says there. Yep. Bartlesville. All right.
It is an amazing company. I met with him for about 2 hours yesterday. Uh-huh. It just, my head was just spinning with what, just the potential and what they're going to bring to the community. So it's gonna be great. They've already jumped in. They're not even really open, obviously, yet. You know, moving out to the old Siemens facility,
yeah.
But They are one of our sponsors. They did a rink banner, which to me is huge.
That you know, they just
shows it shows they're here, they're invested, they want to be a part of the community, and yeah, that's meant a lot. So anyhow, great company, we're excited about them.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's roll out the red carpet as we always do.
Exactly.
And welcome more folks who want to come in and just have some fun. What other chamber business do we have cooking?
We have Business After Hours coming up on November the 5th, and that will be hopefully outdoors. It looks like, I just looked at the weather, it looks like it's going to be gorgeous, 65. It's at the apartments at Hotel Phillips, and anybody that's been around for a while kind of remembers when they used to do events up on the rooftop. Mm-hmm. Well, that's they've redone that, and they're wanting that to be a venue again. So After Hours will be on the roof. Obviously, if it's just miserable or just you know, crazy windy or whatever, it will be inside. But they've got some live music, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And they'll have several apartments open. So for those who are curious, you know, so they've turned this hotel into apartments. What, you know, they've done a really nice job. Those are really nice apartments. So they'll have several of those open. I think they'll have one of their B&B rooms. A lot of people don't realize there's an Airbnb in there. They have several rooms, and they're really very nice. So they'll have that, and you can tour and see, and like I said, just a great time. And After Hours is for our members to just kind of reconnect, make connections, just, you know, spread the word who they are, what they do. And I've got lots of great success stories from After Hours, how people have connected and you know, benefited each other or their business or whatever. So anyhow, that is November 5th. That's a free event. Anyone is welcome. You know, you don't have to be a chamber member. We encourage people to come and, you know, kind of see what it's all about. And so you don't have to necessarily be a chamber member, but that is one of the benefits of membership. I mean, it's just a tangible one. But so that's coming up on November the 5th. We also have one more Women in Business Luncheon, November, whatever that third Wednesday is. I don't have it in front of me. And then we kind of shut everything down after that because we're just in survival mode with Christmas. That really does take a lot of energy, a lot of time. And because really, the Chamber of Commerce is the one who does this. And when I say the Chamber of Commerce, it's basically five staff. And so five staff puts this all together, runs it. Now we have some great help. Mark Haskell's a wonderful help. There's some other volunteers. But five people put this together, organize it. We work on the weekends. And it takes a lot of time. But we love it. But it's the chamber does this for our community. And we have so much fun doing it.
That is absolutely wonderful. If anybody wants to know any more about the chamber, your website is really a nice easy glide to get through.
It is. Thank you. We are going to be looking at the new year. Hate websites because they're constantly, this has changed and we need to update, you know, but we do try to make it easy to get around, to navigate. And like you said, if you're just curious, like, hey, yeah, I've always heard of a chamber of commerce, but I don't really know. I mean, I know it's something to do with business. You know, what do they do? And every chamber is different. Uh-huh. But I would encourage you to go, like you said, on our website, poke around, kind of just see. And we'd love to talk to someone if you're interested in chamber membership. We have had wonderful months. In fact, the other day, this was a new record, but we had five businesses join in one day.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so it's, you know, you just think, we're in this pandemic, everything's awful, business is awful. But we have had good months. We've had people joining. You know, and there's always a few that have dropped, but it's, you know, for the most part, they've moved or they've, you know, they're retiring or, you know, whatever. It's not just, and there have been a few that have been COVID related. And that's what, you know, it just really hurt their business and they're just really struggling or whatever. And we really tried to work with some of those businesses and be flexible and things. But membership's been great. So,
well, there's a lot of benefits too. I mean, you're a great resource navigating through this COVID thing. I got to tell you, this year has been spectacular. As far as the experts that you've been able to bring on board.
Thank you. We've tried, and we partner a lot with the Small Business Development Assistance Center. And we do a lot, we offer a lot of theirs, and they're all free. A lot of their seminars, it's kind of like, well, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Let's just partner with them. And so we include that, their trainings in our weekly newsletter, Monday Memo. It goes out electronically to all our members and others. But yeah, we've tried to be a good resource. Especially in the throes of it when it was really, you know, March and April. Ooh. And it was just constant. There was just so much. And we tried to really cipher through and get out the most beneficial information and helpful information for businesses and, you know, just really try to speak up for business and how important it is. Let's keep them open. You know, we need to have business open. And
I will hand it off to our community. I mean, you know, hand it to them, rather. They did shop local, and they shopped as hard as they could locally here during this pandemic. And thank you, one and all.
Yes, they did. And it's some, they survived. A lot of them, you know, survived and are doing well. And but we need to remember that. It's like there was kind of a rally for that. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of like, okay, well, we're kind of getting, or it seems kind of getting back to, I hate using the word normal, but, you know. But that's one thing we do fourth quarter, too, at the Chamber, is we always do a Shop Local campaign. And, in fact, we'll be running ads on the radio station mm-hmm. and different things. But it's a campaign about, you can say Shop Local all day long to people. And it goes in one ear and out the other. But why shop local? So many times people don't understand how important it is to shop local. Why is your tax money important to stay here? Well, because people don't understand necessarily what our sales tax money goes for. It funds so many of our city services. Mm-hmm. You know, our police, our fire, our parks and recreation, street maintenance, just
those when you think of city, we have downtown right now.
Yeah, when you think of all the functions of a city, and a lot of times people don't understand what all us, you know, the city does, but that's for the most part how it is paid for, is with sales tax. So when everybody's, you know, heading different places, it's great. That sales tax is great, but it's staying in Owosso or Tulsa or wherever. And I know that sometimes you can't find exactly what you're looking for. I'm not saying you're going to do 100% of your shopping, but just make an effort to try to shop locally when you can. It makes a huge effort, especially fourth quarter for our businesses. So many businesses are made or broken, so to speak, fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And you know, and these are the business. I always say this because I had a small business. And literally, almost every day, someone came in and wanted a donation. And that's not an exaggeration. You talk to any business that you, that's a walk-in, especially like a retail restaurant-type business, people are constantly going in and they want them to donate to whatever it is. And, you know, without these businesses here, that doesn't happen. You're not getting anything donated from Amazon. You're not getting anything donated from Owosso for the most part. I mean, you might fluke, you know, get into, you know, somebody donating, but I mean, it's our local businesses who support our community, but they're not going to be around if our local people don't support them. So that's always kind of my mantra, is, you know, just remember who supports our community, because they turn around and it's a win-win. They support our community, and they provide employment, and it's just very, very important. If you can make just kind of that conscious effort, can I buy it here? You know, if I can buy it here, then buy it here. Uh-huh. So
very good. Once again, give them the website information. So
it is bartlesville.com. It's very easy. Bartlesville.com, and all the information you could want about the Chamber, what we do, what we, you know, who we are, is there. And we'd love to talk to anybody who might be interested in being a part.